Thank you for allowing me to raise points of order, Mr. Chairman, because I think it's important for consistency that I do so. The previous chair was asked to rule on whether my interpretation of the constitutional rules was correct. She ruled that I was correct, having taken advice from the monitoring officer, who was heard to say at the meeting, he's correct. The point that I want to raise in relation to the next motion is that the constitution of the council quite clearly makes all these matters responsibilities for the leader, the cabinet, and the responsible members. This motion that will follow mine is out of order completely because it is unconstitutional. That matters because our constitution is part of the law. This council cannot do anything that is not provided for by the Constitution, and it must conform with the Constitution. If it does not, then you are acting unlawfully, and any officer who encourages you is acting unlawfully. All these points that are following my simple motion on Local Government Act 2000 are unlawful unless the Constitution is first amended. We had this debate under the last chair. The monitoring officer agreed and was served by the full meeting to do so. It is also not appropriate for the monitoring officer to give advice in the middle of a council meeting on how to circumvent the constitutional objection that I raised last night. That too is unlawful because it is not consistent with our constitution. This motion, I'm not commenting on the content of it other than it's making instructions and policy decisions, should have been stopped at the point of being tabled and advice given to the member at that point, not this evening, at that point, as to how these points could be raised constitutionally. To allow this debate to proceed on that motion is unlawful, Chair, and you'll be held responsible for it. Thank you. For the record, I move that don't move my motion, I carry it over to the next full council.
Thank you. Did I second of that?
No,
we are to the next one.
Sorry, on the assumption that we are progressing, can I just mention that certainly I'm aware that on the course of my Councillor Lilly, one in my name, there are likely to be amendments. I have not seen amendments. Nothing has been circulated either electronically or by paper, and therefore it's difficult for us to make decisions about the amendments. This is another example of something that people grumbling about for a long time about the administration of full council. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, could you give a ruling on the point of orders I raised, having taken advice from the monitoring officer? And if her advice is different from last time, could we have an explanation for why that is?
Chair,
yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why has your advice changed since last time? Chair, without an explanation of why your monitoring officer's advice has changed since last time.
Could we take this on outside this
meeting? No, because it's a matter of lawful behaviour of this council. And if this motion is passed, it is unconstitutional, but it puts our constitution quite clearly delegates the responsibilities to make these decisions to the cabinet and the lead members. The monitoring officer knows that as well as I do, because that's her ruling last time. The fact that she might not like me trying to stop this motion doesn't make it right to do so.
Order then for motion. I'm sorry, but I disagree with Councillor Whitehouse. These motions are not unlawful. And I don't understand in reference to a brief from Tony May, who I can say to you, Mrs. You are able to debate these. These are not unlawful. And we will not carry out some of these functions, our executive functions and all the functions we have for the separate issue. But you can, as a council, debate and determine these. And
why has your monitoring officer changed her advice since last time she gave advice to the chair who ruled that I was correct?
That means we join places like the Serengeti, Ayers Rock, Gobi Desert, of actually having communities which are living side by side their environment. Thankfully, for the vast majority of people, there is no longer any debate about whether the climate is changing and whether or not mankind has been the driving force behind the unprecedented rate of change. According to the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change 1.5C report published in October 2018, humanity has 12 years for ambitious action for national and subnational authorities, civil societies, local authorities, the private sector, indigenous peoples and local communities to deliver the rapid and far-reaching transitions in land, energy, industrial buildings, transport, cities needed to turn this around so we can avoid reaching tipping points where no longer have the ability to avoid extreme weather events. I think the question is, if we think it's extreme hot at the moment, I think the question is, if we don't do something, it's going to get hotter. It is vital for all communities to play their part in reducing carbon emissions, especially as those are potential benefits for land use. Both of these facts are now changing. In the recent months, there has been a long overdue sea change in the public profile of climate change. The people that have been opposed and in denial about it are now changing. And we have to thank people like Greta Thunberg, for actually standing outside and actually campaigning. We also need to thank our beloved national treasure, David Attenborough, who in fact my grandmother was his cleaner, whose recent programme, Climate Change, the fact has had a million transfers. The Isle of Wight is in a strong position to lead on carbon. Due to the absence of heavy industry, airports and motorways, the island already has relatively low emissions. By supporting this motion, we will go further.
Yeah, thank you, please. Councillor Rowe.
On the second, reserve the right to speak. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other member? Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, you have an amendment that I've taken for this motion that needs to be
considered. Can we just distribute? The next
Sorry. round is a good idea.
Yes, Chairman, I do think that whichever one you want to choose.
Councillor, I feel it's important for the amendment to be read out in the interest to those in the council.
Will continue to make all reasonable steps
to minimise its environmental impact and to maintain the beauty of our island. The reason I want to move this motion as an amendment is because it contains that which is within the control of this council and doesn't start declaring on science which we are not competent or qualified to comment on. This, you always have to deal with mental health problems. Can you defend my rights, Chair, and have a mixed bag before we continue?
Please, there are comments from the gallery, please.
The emotion would then be, coincidentally, as the one I put in to the last council meeting, which was, without my permission, deleted by the monitoring officer from the agenda for today's meeting, even though it had been properly procedurally submitted and accepted as such at the time in writing. But leaving things as I have proposed they left, it would pledge this council, in keeping with its long-standing tradition, to continue to take, let me stress these next words, all reasonable steps. The rest of the motion is therefore redundant, because it is all covered by all reasonable steps to minimise its environmental impact. Or do members actually want to argue that we should take unreasonable steps, or that we shouldn't minimise our environmental impact, because everything else on this paper actually withdraws and undermines from that principle? It's one of the worst motions that I've ever seen. Not least because the very definition of a motion in English language, and I've checked her scheme lady, the world's greatest procedural expert on this, is that a motion can only be one single sentence, because it has to start, "I beg to move." And when you reach to a full stop, you then need to say, "I wish further to move." And therefore it becomes a second motion. We've had this raised before. This is not a motion. This is about 10 different motions. And our constitution is quite clear that a member may only introduce one motion there. Indeed, my second motion was arbitrarily unilaterally removed from the agenda. So I'd be grateful if somebody with sanity and common sense would second my amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Seconder. Councillor Ward?
Yes.
Any member wish to speak on the amendment to the amendment?
I fully support Councillor Whitehouse's motion. I think it is sensible. It is in the realms of possibility and not, fantasy. I fully support it, and I fully support the motion behind it because we can actually do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to make my speech and I fully support your motion. I think it's achievable and we can actually do it.
Thank you. That's all I can do. Your microphone's on.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we're good.
Passenger Evans.
I understand where the Council Whitehouse is coming from, and simplicity is always best in these matters. But we need to acknowledge and declare a climate emergency, in my view, as was done at the recent MGA conference, and it was everyone overwhelmingly supported. So the MGA can't publish this, so why can't we?
Thank you. Any other group member wish to speak? Councillor Rowley.
Yeah, well, no, to refer to quite a long time in this council, not as long as somebody around me. I think the arguments that Councillor Whitehouse has articulated was, in many ways, illogical and, frankly, at rather seashore emotions. I mean, I think there was one for once. But you could actually look back with every council agenda, every council meeting I've attended over the last 4 years, I think I've only missed three. There's no mistake. We've had much longer than this. I'm not saying that just because we're all so we should keep doing it, but I think this constant intent by Councillor Whitehouse to undermine the way that people try to bring important issues to the attention of the Chamber, but also to the attention of the Irish people who remember this speak to us. It's quite worrying. Figures in support of that, Councillor Whitehouse, I'm on you, but Chris is Newport Park Council, Steve's on Newport Parish Council with me. Steve has the goodwill to work with Councillor Lillie on this proposal. And just come up with the one wording that I think Councillor Whitehouse described as the worst watch he'd ever say. That's what he meant in his amendment stage, but it's not like this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's criticised, Steve is his cabinet member, by the way, just to mention that. I would hope, when I saw the hands of the second Grand Council White House, and I understand some of the element of that, and there could be some climate sceptics around that as well, I've no doubt about it. There were some people who would just be fed up with these long motions. I'd say let's draw a line on this, really, because, you know, I would ask you to reject this amendment, deal with the climate emergency, deal with what's on your agenda tonight. I know we're all from opposition members, except Council Whitehouse's bi-monthly succinct one-line motion. And let's all people who are submission motions in the future think about being succinct in the future, about trying to propose single-line motions and putting the meat on the bone through what they say rather than what they write. Because a lot of the time, we're putting a speech in here as part of the wording. They might have got two pages of stuff to listen to there. And I've spoken all the time. Anyway, that's just enough. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. Obviously, my members, we've only got an hour to discuss all motions on the agenda. We're halfway through that. Can I bring in the leader, please?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm grateful to Councillor Whitehouse for explaining his motion and particularly the words all reasonable steps, because as he said, logically that covers all reasonable steps, which probably then does cover all the 1 to 6 bullets in the amendment. So I could quite happily support that amendment. But if that amendment falls, then I will wait to hear the debate on the what is now the motion, actually, by the way, before I decide where I'll go with that. So that's my rationale.
I think, Chairman, just briefly, I'd just like to point out that this motion could have been a lot shorter, at least a paragraph shorter, if not for the good grace that I now have some White House's words to appear in front of it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just being brief, I would like to commend Councillor Lillie and Councillor Hastings for actually working together to come up with, albeit a slightly watered-down version, but something that actually still keeps the true essence of the original motion. Councillor Whitehouse has, I feel, written roughshod completely over the whole lot, and the essence of it's lost. So I cannot support the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate many of the things that have been said in here. Unfortunately, I cannot support Councillor Whitehouse's amendment because I believe that we are in an emergency climate situation now and we need to try to reach beyond what is reasonably within the powers of this council. We need to reach beyond that, because if we do not reach beyond that, then, you know, what kind of a world are we going to be living in? So, with regret, I cannot support Councillor Whitehouse's amendment. We need to bring forward the essence of what's been presented by Councillor Lillie and stretch ourselves as a council to the limits of our power and beyond if we can.
Thank you, Councillor Lillie.
I'll
urge
our members to vote against this amendment of the amendment. Very much on the principle that the motion, the amendment as presented by Councillor Steve Councillor Hastings and my original motion are in line with the wording of actually many of the 171 motions, including a substantial amount of Conservative motions within that. And I think it's important that we stand together through the voting within this particular way. The wording in the in Councillor Whitehouse amendment doesn't really say anything and doesn't actually give us unity with the growing movement across this country.
Thank you. We need to put that to vote. We have to have some.
The board, please.
This is Councillor Whitehouse. Favour of Councillor Whitehouse. Closure.
Councillor Brady, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Tyndall, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Perks, and Councillor Stewart.
Those against?
Councillor Axford, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Henry, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Price, Councillor Quo, Councillor Andre, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howell, Councillor Medland, Councillor Isidore Cox, Councillor Stevens, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Mosdell, Councillor Brody, Councillor Barry, Councillor Gouch, Councillor Smart, and Councillor Cameron.
Those abstentions? Any abstentions as well?
Councillor Edwards.
Thank you, Chair.
Could I have to wait for time, Andy, on, please?
all these interruptions in your letter.
That's for all night, let me go away.
I wanted to say, I wanted to say that actually my commitment to the Green Cause has been life on. It was me who arranged the anniversary party in Parliament for the passing of the Climate Change Act on the day that it got royal assent. And I was a member of the Green Party before anybody in this room was. But I grew up and I realised that bandying cheap slogans about climate change and coming forward with large motions that local authorities to use them as a platform to cheap publicity to promote the income oppression groups is not the role of a local council. We should not be doing it. The original amendment that I proposed was perfectly good in allowing anything to be decided by Cabinet and giving it clear instructions to do all in its power to minimise its environmental impact. So, if we can't have a sensible motion, let's at least take the extreme silliness of a bunch of largely elderly people without a scientific background and no expertise whatsoever on the subject, trying to assess what the great scientific community of the world is still in debate about, which is whether climate change is happening.
To assess.
To assess whether climate change is happening, and if so, the speed at which it's happening, and whether, and if so, whether mankind's impact upon that is what is causing it. Now, I personally, as I happen to say, believe all those things. I believe the evidence does point to it. I believe there is an urgency about it. And I believe it is about mankind's impact on the environment. But I'm also not an idiot enough to think that I'm authoritative in my assessment of that evidence. That's why I work so closely with the Committee on Climate Change, which will celebrate the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of the passing of their act, and arrange meetings for its chair with visiting dignitaries from overseas so that he could try and spread the model of his legislation to other countries. So nobody in this room can even go close to matching my environmental credentials. But what I won't do is put my vote to a stupid slogan passed by a bunch of lay people who genuinely don't know what they're talking about. Thank you, Chair. I do have some more amendments in due course.
Thank you, Chris. We need a seconder for your motion, please. Councillor Pease. Somebody wants to speak, Councillor Julianson.
I put my hand up before Councillor Whitehouse just yelled across the chamber asking me to put a second motion. Because following our constitution and the rules of engagement in this chamber, which I've been sat here for 10 years following, I was going to suggest that we move on, ask the administrator to vote on the substantive motion, which has now been accepted as Councillor Lilly and Councillor Hastings have worked on that amendment. That's what we should be doing, not allowing any more amendments because we have business, important business, people work very hard on putting motions forward, we're not going to get through them. It's clear cut time to not take part any more of Councillor Whitehouse's ridiculous motion.
Thank you.
Speaking to the amendment, I have kept back my comments that I wish to make about the motion. If you move straight to the vote, I would feel I'd be very disadvantaged on my decision. And therefore, I can't say what is moving straight to the vote. And I hope that we won't do that. I think there are members of this chamber who may want to speak on the main motion, and they're entitled to do that. It is Council Whitehouse's right to make amendments. If you get seconded, so be it. That is the process of our constitution. I don't think we should move to the vote to try and stifle debate.
We are debating a motion, which is the first bullet point, declare the college a climate emergency, and the proposal is to remove that by Council Whitehouse. Any other member wish to speak on that? Councillor Stevens.
Thank you, Chair. Quite rightly, if people want to debate
amendment or a motion, they should be allowed. Just skipping the movement things on. That might not be an efficacy of the inefficiency of our system. This is not the way forward. I just want to mention the way that Councillor Whitehouse is putting forward some amendments. Now, I haven't seen a copy of the amendments yet, and I assume that that's the way that we worked in this camp, that everyone could receive a written amendment. And that hasn't been received. So, having said that, I'd like to move on to the vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other members wish to speak on Councillor Whitehouse's amendment? That is to remove the person appointed, Councillor Whitehouse.
I'm a climate skeptic because I've spent many years studying the issue. And at one time I thought there was a genuine reason that mankind was actually affecting the climate. I now think that's very unlikely. But I also look at what previous predictions have been. The United Nations Environmental Programme, which was the precursor to the IPCC, who issued the latest 12-year forecast, originally predicted an environmental catastrophe by the year 2000. They did that in 1982. Al Gore, who was a convinced environmentalist, produced a film called An Inconvenient Truth. Some of you may have seen that. And in that, he confidently predicted we had just 10 years to save the planet. That was in, 2006. Even Prince Charles, committed environmentalist, took huge amounts of evidence from professional advisors and announced that we had 100 months to make changes to save the planet. That was in 2009. Since that's proved wrong, he's changed the date to 2050. If we want to go back a bit further to the first World Earth Day in 1970, we were told to expect up to 11 degrees of global cooling by 2000. And at that same summit, they confidently predicted that by 2000, 30 years from then, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, would be in famine. We have just declared our largest grain harvest ever. So, there have been lots of Earth Days since, all with equally flawed predictions. I think it is true that the climate is changing. It probably is changing to become warmer because we are moving out of an ice age. We ought to be doing something to mitigate that change, not trying to stop it, where the only tool we have to stop it is to change the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. That was 380 parts per million. It's gone up to just over 400 parts per million. But when the dinosaurs were roaming on Sandown Beach, it was about 2,000 parts per million. So I should be voting against the motions for climate change.
Thank you. We're talking to the amendment which has been made by Councillor Whitehouse, and I'm so pleased that we've got at least one person who says that he knows something about climate change, even though this is only agree with what you're saying. It does us no harm as a council whatsoever for voting for an emergency, to declare an emergency, a climate emergency. It does us no harm whatsoever. In fact, we have a biosphere for us not to support that as a biosphere damages our reputation as a council. We should be supporting anything which brings our council into focus across the United Kingdom and the world. So what is the harm in voting for something which is only beneficial
to our environment, isn't it? No matter what, but if you believe in a climate emergency or not, by voting for and declaring a climate emergency, we are moving this council forward. We are not standing still or sitting on the line, or sitting on the fence. So what is wrong with making sure that that is declared within our response?
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Churchman.
I can't resist it. I sat here listening to all the bureaucratic words and things, and I wonder at the end of the day how much effect will I be. Could I say to everybody here, I use soda to clean, bicarbonate soda to clean my kitchen. I use vinegar to get rid of things like oil deposits, lime deposits. I think the only spray I have in my house is a hairspray. This has got to be an individual thing. You can't start making plans and saying to people, oh, we're going to save the planet. It's got to be individual. Every one of us. Tumble dryers. How many of you use tumble dryers? One of the most expensive forms of electricity there is. How many of you have and lay concrete? The most expensive use of electricity, etc., known to man, is making cement. We need individually to look at what we do. Every time you wash up, you pour washing up liquid into the ground. Where on earth do you think it goes? It doesn't go anywhere except into the ground. Think of the food you eat, the wrappers that people throw away. So please, folks, don't just think in terms of, oh, climate emergency. It's here and now, and individually, we can make such a difference. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Chair. I supported accepted Councillor Whitehouse's amendment to remove the bond. Number one, it's just a catchy slogan. It's nothing more. It's just something that sounds dramatic to get effect. It's nothing but symbolic. And I don't actually agree with voting this amendment just because of some symbolism that might please a few protesters. The other thing about this is that we can't actually do anything about this. We can declare a climate emergency. It makes no blooming difference whatsoever. The only people that can change this and affect this are national governments and international bodies, not a local council. That's why I support the Councillor Whitehouse's motion.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Chairman. I have no doubt that the climate is changing. I work in the countryside for a living. I see trees that used to, those trees that used to come into bloom in May, now in April. And those trees will still be in full leaf until well into November. So things are going on that we don't understand. My concern is that we've just talked about a climate emergency, is that we are missing the point that actually Tony Rebel said this afternoon, is that we need to protect our environment more than we actually do. And I don't think that just protect our climate emergency is anything more than virtuous. Even I don't think it actually deals with what the actual issues are. When the government talked about going over to electric vehicles and doing away with petrol and with diesel vehicles, you know, nobody ever talks about where the electric for those vehicles is actually going to come from. I think we need to know what that actually is, what the impact of that is going to be. We don't know if we've got enough cobalt in the world. And in the wee small hours the other evening, the other night, I was listening to a programme on the world surface where they're actually going down into the depths of the ocean to try and see if they can extract cobalt for batteries. And I think those are the issues that I would like to see actually tackled by central government. I don't want to see the Central Africa ripped up and no controls over it, because they can actually, it helps them get the money to make factories. You know, it's stuff that is coming to us. And then when we're talking about some of the crops that we can grow to stop keeping cattle, a lot of the crops that they're talking about, we can grow in this country, not because it's able to grow them here, because they're actually, it's too cold to grow some of the crops here. So I just think it doesn't go into enough depth, and I fully support some of the things that Councillor Hutchinson has already said, that we need to understand this more. I don't think we know all that, but my concern is for us, what we're doing to it as a human race. But I will say, a man with a full belly can look at a far different than a man with an empty one.
Thank you. I've got one more than me to go over on this, Councillor Burris.
Given that we did it up, we'd still be sitting here in 70-80 years' time, working out children might be, and we'll still be talking about the same things as we are tonight, because the world's not going to finish tomorrow. I'd like to propose that we've all spoken about half an hour's work, that why don't we just declare it noise of climate emergency and that's it.
We have to deal with this amendment first.
Then I think so, we should have a debate on that. Yeah.
If we do yours, the Council of White House first. We can finish it off. The motion needs to delete the first paragraph which says declare an advice to apply the emergency. Those four.
I'm going to respond to that very constructive debate. No, I didn't think.
Those four, Councillor Whitehouse, so then
therefore, yes.
So we're going to want to start
you did give me the grace to hold my seat back to
if you will.
I'm sorry, I'm
going to the same thought. We've gone to the board chair. It's a procedure of right to move to the right. If Councillor Steele wants to do that, sorry. You can come back afterwards. We vote on this one first. We vote two votes on this one.
That's not right.
So, just to be sure, Whittle, Merwell,
Kilpatrick. We're going to the procedure of vote.
And Burton.
Okay.
That was 23 for 6 against 5 extensions.
That motion carries. Councillor Stevenson. Questions of the leader. We've got 30 minutes.